corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. My wife is already chirping in. She's already wanting to get on the radio. I have a special guest in the studio with us today. I have my wife, Rocky.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Thank you for coming into the studio today, Rocky, because we've got a really important topic to talk about. I want to talk about... Does the audience have a ally or an enemy at home? And I actually believe that most of us have an enemy at home. But you, the listening audience, you're tuned in here to talk about how do you get more money. And the reason that today's topic becomes so important and dovetails to how you get more money is because if you walk through that door every night and you get the cold shoulder from your spouse or your significant other, eventually that is going to wear you out and you are going to stop trying at work. And you're just going to take the easy route. You're going to take the route that appeases your spouse or your significant other so that you don't have to hear the crap. So what did I do? I brought my wife in. My wife of 17 years, we've been together 19 years total. We started from zero, nothing.
Nothing.
Financially nothing, but right. You and I were never broke. Would you agree with that?
No, I never felt broke.
I know. I never felt broke either. I hit the lottery when I met you in 1997. You know that?
I did too.
That's the right answer. Good. I was waiting for that answer. So, hey, this is the I Need More Money radio show. You are obviously listening to this on Biz Talk Radio, Lifestyle Talk Radio, but you can watch this broadcast on my network called RoadGrit.tv under the show heading of I Need More Money. Again, that's RoadGrit.tv. We're also periscoping this live on Periscope. If you have a call or a question, fire it up. The phone number is 870-330-4930. What are we talking about? We want to know, do you have an enemy at home or do you have an ally at home? I mean, let me paint this picture for you, if you don't mind. Rocky Jean, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know, somebody busts their hump all week.
Right.
I mean, just grinds it all week, right?
Right.
Just takes all the effort, the aggravation to keep the ball moving on the home front financially. And they walk in the door on Friday night, and they expect to get this big hug from their wife and from their kids or from their husband. And they get the cold shoulder. I mean, their spouse literally, like, is mad at them.
Right, yeah. Sure, I've been there.
You've been mad at me when I walked
through
the door?
Sure.
Why were you mad at me?
Well, I think what you're missing, and what I think a lot of people are missing, is if you're not emotionally supporting your wife or your kids at home, and you give everything to your business, and you've got nothing left over for your family when you get home, you're going to get the cold shoulder.
Are you trying to say that I have been that person?
You've been that person, and then you've been the other side of the person, too, where you've recognized it, and you've checked yourself, and you've come back, and you've, you know, given the family what they, because it's a balance. You can't just give everything to your business and nothing to your family and have a perfect family.
I get that. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if you really want success and you want to make a ton of money, something has to give. You can't do 10 hours on the home front and 10 hours at the office. Something's got to give. You're going to do 12 hours at the office, and maybe you've got an hour or two on the home front. Is that enough time?
Well, then it becomes about quality and versus quantity. So if that's all you've got to give, it better be a good hour.
Yeah.
It better be without the phone, being distracted, and, you know, being present, being where you are with your family, because that doesn't work if all you can give is an hour at home, but you're busy with your phone and that doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Does it even negate my 12 hours of busting my hump at the office all day to support you guys?
Women aren't like that. Women have emotional needs that need to be met. They need to feel loved. They need to, you know, they need other things other than, you know, that you're doing great at the office. They need to know when you come home that they're important too, that what they've done all day is just as important than what you've done all day.
Well, I know that you do a lot all day. I know that for sure. But let's get down to it. I mean, look, I'm a young entrepreneur. I just left my job. I'm spending our savings to go ahead and start a business. My wife isn't working because she's staying home and taking the kids. And I'm now terrified about what I just did and what I might lose and the pain that I might cause my family. What would you tell that spouse? What would you tell that entrepreneur's spouse that he or she should do in that situation?
Say the question again.
Would you? So if I'm an entrepreneur and I just started my business, right? And I'm burning the candle at both ends. I mean,
right.
I'm working 15, 16, 18-hour days, and I'm spent when I come home. And I don't have good quality time because I'm burned out.
Right.
Right? But I'm trying to get this thing off the ground. I mean, I'm trying. It's not working as well as I thought it would, but I'm trying. What would you say to the spouse? Because you and I have been right there before. What would you say to that entrepreneur's spouse?
I remember more that in the beginning, though, before kids. And it was a lot easier to...
Well, let me have my freedom to go after it?
To let you have your freedom. But when you throw kids in the mix, it changes everything.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, would you tell he or she to just suck it up, or would you tell them to speak their mind and force the issue of balance? What would you do?
Probably go hit the gym, go work it out, go.
You would say to them,
go fix it, go work out, and then when you come home, be where you are.
Oh, you're saying to the entrepreneur.
Right. I'm saying to the entrepreneur, go do something to relieve some stress. And then come back and be where you are with your family.
That's interesting. So you're not saying to the spouse, suck it up. You're basically saying to the entrepreneur, suck it up and give some good stuff when you get home.
Yeah, because I believe there's enough to go around.
Yeah. I mean, I have won at that game, and I have lost at that game. Is that fair to say? I mean, there have been a lot of times in which I just wasn't present at home. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And there were many times you would hold that against me too, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You would be mad at me for that.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of times where I didn't understand why you were mad.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Because I felt like I was leaving the cave. I was hunting. I was killing something. And I was dragging it back to the cave every night. And I thought that I should walk in and just get hugs and kisses and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think men really understand what women do when they're at home. I mean, I think they just think we sit around and watch movies all day. I mean, taking care of kids and their emotional support is, I think I would take that, I'd take your job over taking my job anyway.
Oh, come on now. Come on now with that.
It's a lot of work. Emotional, taking care of kids emotionally is exhausting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not saying it's not. It is a lot of work, but it requires an ally on the home front, and that's the purpose of today's show, to really start to dig in to understand, do you have an ally at home or do you have an enemy at home? And if you have an enemy at home, what can you do to convert them to being an ally? And once you've converted them, what are some things that you can do to make that relationship great? And we've got a four-step program that we're going to talk about in segment two. Dennis, do we have a caller on the line for right now? I thought we had a caller lined up for segment one.
I think we have it for segment two.
In segment two? Yeah. Okay, great. We'll carry that over for segment two. So, Rock, why don't you talk to our audience about what was the worst time that you can remember in which you felt that I was completely checked out and so consumed by the business?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to go too far back in your memory banks, do you?
Well, I think probably as recent as last week.
As recent as last week, and it's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, only because, you know, we've been out of our house. Our house has had some floor damage, and so we've been in a hotel. And I can say that our house has been in complete disheveled. Our kids are disheveled, and I think we're all at our wit's end. We're ready to kill each other. Mm-hmm. And
You took it out on me last weekend.
Well, rightfully so. I think I took it out on you. I think, you know, it was difficult. It was difficult. And you know, we've had a difficult year, you know, with my brother passing yeah. and, you know, friends, you know, just being diagnosed with cancer. We've had a lot of, you know,
real life
sad things. And I yeah. think that, you know, for me, I just need some emotional support, and you've just been, you know, overoccupied, and I haven't been getting what I needed.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Listen to that, entrepreneurs. That's how it plays out. I'm not giving you false pretenses here. I'm a guy who runs a $100 million business. I got lots of employees. I've had a lot of ups and downs. Stick around for segment two. We're going to get into more of this.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It didn't happen overnight. Welcome back. This is Matt Monero, the host of the I Need More Money radio show. You can replay and watch this live video on our network, roadgrit.tv, under the I Need More Money. The call-in number is 870-330-4930. I'm your host, Matt Monero. I got my wife in the studio here, my wife, Rocky. I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Because the fact of the matter is people need to understand what happens behind the home front of a business owner, whether it's male or female, whether it's husband or wife or just significant other, it doesn't matter. It's tough. And you and I are talking about the reality of it. We've been together 17 years. We started the company. I started the company in 95. You and I met in 97. We got married in October 22nd of 1999. So we've been together 17 years married, 19 years together.
Right.
And, you know, when we got married, you know, we didn't have two nickels to rub together.
No.
Really? We didn't have – you were cutting hair in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
And I was in my apartment trying to get this business off the ground. And I was 2 years into this business in that two-bedroom apartment, which was an expansion from our one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
We weren't living together.
We've been through a lot.
We have.
We've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot, but I can tell you today is safe and as true as ever. I mean, despite the fact that literally we didn't have any money, I didn't feel broke. I felt the luckiest guy on the planet.
I never felt broke either. I was always happy, and money doesn't make you happy. I mean, it makes things a lot easier, but it certainly doesn't make you happy because.
Well, hang on a minute now, because I want to explore that a little bit, because a lot of people don't agree with that. A lot of people say money doesn't make you happy, and you're saying money doesn't make you happy, but then you said money makes it easier.
Makes it easier.
It does, right?
Make you happier, but it makes it easier.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get pretty unhappy without money too, believe me.
Yeah.
And we've had some things that have happened in the recent where, you know, money has helped get us in a position to help other people through a tough time, and that's why we all need more money. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
More money helps.
More money helps.
So do you think having a supportive spouse on the home front helps the person make more money?
Yes.
How? Why? What do you do that helps me make more money?
Me personally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I give you a lot of freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah. I think I give you a lot of freedom. I don't ask a lot of questions, where you are, what you're doing, what time you're coming home. I think I'm pretty supportive. As long as I'm getting my own needs met.
Well, that's because I have that thing around my ankle, and you just shock me when it's time for me to come home. That's all.
As long as I'm getting what I want.
Yeah. Right. Let's keep it straight.
You can do whatever you want. No,
let's keep it straight.
I think women just need a little bit more emotional support, and then when they feel that's met, then I think they give their husband a lot more flying room.
Well, Gene, I love the insights that you're giving today because you're telling it like it is, and that's one of the things I love about you. You always tell it like it is. I mean, I talk about it in my book where, you know, I would come home and you would say to me, you're so much bigger than your business. You're so much bigger than your business. One day you're going to realize that, Matt. Do you remember telling me that?
Yes.
How many times? I mean, did you say it to me like once or did you say it to me like 100 times?
I always knew it. I always knew it.
You used to say it to me all the time. Yeah. You're so much bigger. One day you'll realize it, Matt. One day you'll realize it. And I did realize it. Yes. And I think I did something about it.
Yeah.
And I don't hear that from you anymore.
Well, I mean, it's not over.
We're going to the next level. We're going to the next level.
I believe in you. I know you can do whatever you want to do.
Hey, you want to take a caller?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
All right. We have a caller on the line. And I'm gonna mispronounce this name here. Dennis, you might be able to help me with it. Nykra, I'm sorry. Please help me. Jump on the line here. Help me with your name.
I'm over here dying laughing.
Yeah, because I'm not the only one that messes up this name. I bet you lived with it your whole life. Say, how do I say it?
It's pronounced Nyerica.
Nyerica. Okay, that's a pretty name.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. I'm Matt Monero. You've got my wife in the studio with us today, Rocky. So what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. I was just actually listening to the conversation you two had, you know. Let's start with no shade shots here in my home, but I wish I kind of had that little support you got going on there.
Yeah. It's important.
So, Nyerica, what are you doing? Are you the entrepreneur in the family, or is your spouse the entrepreneur? What's going on in that regard?
Well, we're kind of like it's kind of difficult to say because we both want, you know, we want better, and we try to strive for the better. So it's like we bump heads up to who's the actual owner from, well, who's the employee. Now, in my mind, I am the actual entrepreneur here. This isn't my first rodeo, you know, of having a company, of dealing with the business aspect of life in a whole nine yards. But here in my home, my spouse believes that, you know, he runs the company, he knows what he's doing, he got it down pat, and honestly, it is giving me a headache. I have, you know, numerous it does give me a headache. I understand he's a man, and you know when you have that partner, you have to let your husband or your fiance be the man because that's just his job. You know, nobody can take that feeling from him. But when it comes to as a female, it's okay to allow me to steer the boat. It's okay to let me drive. You know, me driving this company may take this company skyrocket. You know, from my understanding, the way you drive the company is kind of taking it downhill. So either we have to strive for the better or this ship is going to wreck. And I'm not up for it wrecking, you know?
But he probably knows that too. Wouldn't you agree that he probably knows that it's a little bit that, you know, that he's probably not the best guy to steer that ship, but he just doesn't know how to give you the reins. But would you say that he senses it too?
No, because he's too hot-headed. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not, like, throwing shade towards my partner. It's just the truth. When you have somebody that's so hot-headed and so driven into thinking they know everything, it only goes down their heel from there. Now, eventually, hopefully, he will ask for help to make it a lot easier and to take some of the weight off. Or, you know, I might just have to jump in and be like, okay, somebody has to go.
Hey, I'm going to give you a quick tip here. We got 1 minute left in this segment. I'm going to give you a quick tip, and hopefully you can put this into play in your relationship and in the business. If you were to go home tonight and you were to write down all the things that would necessarily need to be done in a company, and let's just go through them real quick. You got IT, human resources, accounting, marketing, sales. And you started to write names into those categories of who does what within those. You would start to see who does what in those categories within the office, and then you want to rank who does them better and then try to separate it. So maybe what will happen is he gravitates towards the sales side of it, you gravitate towards the finance side of it, maybe he gravitates towards the accounting side of it, you gravitate towards the human resources, but you actually begin to build a job description for both of you to focus on what do you do best. Hey, Nyerica, I want to thank you for your call. I appreciate your call. I hope this helped, and appreciate you till next time. Thanks.
going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is a place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply, see coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
phone coming.
Well, welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm Matt Monero. I'm coming to you live on Biz Talk Radio, Lifestyle Talk Radio right now. You can watch this replay and the video on our network, roadgrid.tv. The show is called the I Need More Money radio show. We talk about money on this show. It supports the book that I have coming out this fall. Guess what? Called I Need More Money. But ideally what we're trying to do is we're trying to take the topic of money from being swept underneath the carpet and drop it right onto the kitchen table and makes a big splash so nobody in your family can ignore it anymore, because the fact of the matter is we all need more money. When Bill Gates says, as the richest man in the world at $72 billion, when Bill Gates says that he needs more money, we all need more money. Why does Bill Gates need more money? Because he says the more money he can get for his foundation, the more people he can help in the world. Well, that's great for Bill Gates, but some of us just need more damn money.
Yeah, I know. I need more money.
Right? The machine needs tokens at my house. I know. I bring the tokens, you eat them. So here's what we got, G-Money. I want to talk about a four-step program that I think entrepreneurs and their spouses could incorporate to make it better. Okay, some we do and some we don't do so well. But let's just dig into it real quick. Here's my stance on it. If you have an enemy at the house and you want to bring that enemy to be into an ally, or you have an ally and you want to make that relationship even better, the first thing I suggest you do is have a weekly family meeting. Let's sit down and say, this is the Monero family meeting, and we can break bread over it, we can drink juice over it, but we're going to talk about what are the goings on in our lives. Because what happens to the entrepreneurs, baby, is we get so focused on what's going on at the work world that we literally forget about what's going on the home front. And then sometimes, like in my world, you do a good job, a real good job of taking care of everything on the home front. So it makes me not have to worry about it. So then I can really focus on what's going on at the office. And sometimes I forget.
Well, no, you help. You know, you help at the home front sometimes when you see that I'm drowning and I need some help. You'll throw me a little life vest or something. But
I think it's much more than a life vest. Okay, trust me, I think it's a lot more. I happen to coach my youngest kid's team. I try not to miss games.
You know, you do a great job with that, and I think it's important. Where do you start? Family meetings. I don't know. I think you just have to, you know, stick together as a family and try to find what we all need as a family. Like for the five of us, you know,
yep.
Stay connected to our boys and stay connected to each other. And I think that's really easy to disconnect.
I think what also happens too is, right, you need the family meeting because as you end up with a lot of moving parts, whether it's travel, whether it's activities, multiple kids, lunches, social life, whatever it is, you need to schedule it. You need to know, because entrepreneur who's pushing, certainly at the levels that we're pushing at, you can't find out about the kid's dad's day lunch at 11 o'clock of the day of dad's day. You can't move your schedule around that fast if you're really pushing at the right levels. So you need everything to be planned and scheduled and talked about. So
and you help with that. You do a great job with that. I'm terrible with that.
Yeah.
So I don't do the Facebook. I don't do the Instagram. Yep. I don't do the Twitter. I don't do any of the social media.
Well, that's all right.
Because I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
You're
worried about it. You're worried about that, you know, some old high school girlfriend or old high school boyfriend's going to come around. Why don't you like it then?
No, that has nothing to do with it. I just, it's a lot to keep up with. And I think there's a lot of junk.
Yeah.
And so I just don't spend my day, you know, wasting my time, you know, trying to manage that. I have other things I could want to manage. That's just not something I want to manage.
I hear you. You're busy. I get it. I wouldn't disagree with you. But what I do want to do before we blow through this list of four, we have Annie on the board. Let's take Annie as a caller right now. Annie, welcome aboard to the I Need More Money show. You got Matt Monero and my wife, Rocky Monero. What's up, Annie?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Hi, Annie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Annie? Are you an entrepreneur? Do you have an entrepreneur at the house? What's going on?
Well, I am looking to start a business, and it's, let me tell you, it's very difficult to do with I have a very serious boyfriend, and at the same time, I'm going to school, and I'm trying to figure all this stuff out, and at the same time, you know, start a business, and it's just, it's so difficult.
It is. Why do you need to start the business now, though, Annie? Why not just focus on the relationship and focus on school?
Well, I feel like it's a good time to, you know, be an entrepreneur. I feel like it's, you know, economically it would be a good decision for me.
So you want to do it for the money? You want an income stream?
I do.
And is your significant other a male or a female?
A male.
Okay. And does he support your business? Is he in the business with you?
No, he's not in the business with me, and he does support it. But it is very difficult to find time with each other, especially when he does have his own job.
Yeah.
Do you guys live together?
No, we're still working that out. We're actually going to move in together very soon.
What do you think, Jean? You think they should move in together?
We did.
But you made a deal with me. You said you would only move in if I married you.
Right.
And I said I would do that.
Right. Yeah. But yeah.
And that's how
back
it works.
To Annie. Annie. So moving in together might are you thinking that might help things make things better?
I think so. I think that it would help us to see each other more.
Okay. So you're worried about not spending enough time with him.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part about the whole thing. You know, you have so much stress from everything going on in your everyday life, and then you don't have enough time to spend with each other.
Right. I understand that.
Well, do you think you'll marry this guy? Like, if this guy got down on one knee tonight and said, Annie, will you marry me, would you marry him?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would? That's pretty good. So if that's the case, then I might suggest to you, by the way, is the business throwing off the money that you thought it would? I mean, has it been worth the energy you've put into it so far?
Honestly, no, not really. I thought it would be a lot. I thought it would bring in a lot more money, but it hasn't brought in what I thought it would.
What kind of business is it?
It's actually a flower business.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm going to make a recommendation here, and I know you're not necessarily asking for this, but I'm going to go out on a limb, Rocky, and I'm going to make this recommendation to Annie. I'm going to say, Annie, focus on the relationship, focus on school, and do not worry about the business. I actually think it's almost impossible to do those three things well. The one thing that I did have in my favor was that before Rocky and I met, I had 2 years under my belt of this business, and a lot of the sort of the unknown was already behind me. So I actually had the ability to spend more time focusing on our relationship in those early days. I think if I actually met Rocky and needed to focus on that relationship and get this business off the ground, I don't think it would have worked. Something would have had to have given, because I'm just that sort of an all-in intense person on those notes. So Annie, my suggestion to you with all due respect is go get a job working in a flower shop. Go focus on this relationship with your boyfriend. Make that work. Finish school. And then worry about the entrepreneurial thing. You got plenty of time left. What do you think, Rocky?
You sound very young. I don't know how old you are, but you sound like you have plenty of time to, you know, of the three things, you know, prioritize and put your heart in where, you know, follow your heart. And it sounds like it's with this guy, you know, moving in with them and spending time with them.
All right, Annie, we care about you. We thank you for your call. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Follow your heart, Jean. Tell it to the bank. Loan payments due. Oh, I just followed my heart. That's why I didn't make it.
I didn't marry you for your money.
There was nothing. Sure. There was absolutely no money.
We had to pay for our own wedding.
We did. We paid for our own wedding.
My mom's dress to come to our wedding.
Your mother's dress. Yeah, probably my mother's dress.
Probably your mom's dress.
I remember all the food was paid for, except remember when my buddy Marco paid for, like, the breakfast the next day? That was his gift to us. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Listen, we didn't take a honeymoon. We technically didn't take a honeymoon. We did a San Francisco trip months later, but we didn't really do it technically a honeymoon. Hey, stick around. We'll come back to segment four. I'm going to give you our four-step program to get your enemy on board.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome back. The I Need More Money radio show. It's chaos here in the studio and on Periscope. I haven't checked my Twitter account, but if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Matt Monero. My wife is in the studio right now. Rocky doesn't do social media, so no Twitter account for the rocker.
Yeah, I don't do any. So if you want to reach me, you have to go through Matt.
You have to page her. Right. Well, she'll call you back on her flip phone. So, yeah. Jean, we're talking about, do you have an enemy or an ally at the house? I mean, that's really what this show's all about.
And I think you're always going to have both.
You're always going to have both?
I think you're always going to have both. I don't think it's always going to be perfect, and it's not always going to be, you know.
Are you saying ours isn't perfect?
Right.
Oh, Jean, it's the radio.
Perfect,
come on.
Baby. It's not always perfect. We have ups and downs. I mean,
Listen, let's hope it's better than the advice my dad gave me. My dad said, if you could be happy 51% of the time, you'll be better off than most.
Well, let's hope it's better than both of our parents.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, we created the 4 quick tip process. How do you get somebody who is perhaps the enemy in the house over to the ally side? And if you're both allies, how do you really crank it to the next level? So the tip number one that we gave in the last segment was conduct weekly family meetings. Look, when the schedule is moving, man, when the kids have got activities and the husband and wife have needs, you got to schedule this stuff. You can't just wing it, because if you wing it, it makes it much harder to be present, not just physically, but mentally present, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Number 2, have common goals and dreams. I mean, look, the reality is you got to get on the same page on some of this stuff, whether it's you both like to go to the beach, so you want to buy a beach house. What happens if one person loves the beach and the other person hates the beach? They love the mountains. The other person hates the mountains. I mean, you got to get on the same page on some of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're pushing and pulling. You're making your spouse happy because you're going to the mountains, but you hate the mountains.
They better get divorced then.
I mean, look, I'm not saying it always has to stick together. I know you always say it's got to stick together. I actually have a personal opinion on that if it doesn't jive, you know, it probably isn't going to jive. I mean, I know that things, it ebbs and flows like this. I get it. But you know, if it's not going great in the early days, it's probably not going to get better. It needs to work from the early on, if you ask me.
From the early on. But, you know, when you've got, you know, 20 years plus invested, I mean.
Stick it out.
Yeah.
At
that point with kids, you stick it out and you figure out a way how to be that ally.
Yeah, you need the ally. All right, let's talk about number 3. Listen more and talk less. I think I've listened more on this program today, right?
Yeah.
And talked a little bit less?
Yeah. You've gotten better this last week.
In the last week, I've gotten better. Very good. And then number 4. Celebrate successes. I think this is really important. You got to find reasons to celebrate successes, even if they're small. You know, the kid got 100 on the test. Throw a party for it. Doesn't have to be. I'm not talking blow the neighbors, you know, up with invitations and printed invitations and bounce houses and all that sort of stuff. I'm saying just blow a balloon up and cook pizza, make your own pizzas to celebrate that's success. Because trust me, and I know you would agree with this, I hope, that if you start celebrating the small successes, they will eventually lead to larger successes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Celebrate small successes because it feeds on each other, right? They want to get that 100 again.
They do. And we definitely, as a family, need to work on that because I don't think we exercise that a lot.
What's that? Celebrating the successes?
Right. Yeah, that's something we could work on.
All right. I think we should edit that out. Right. I think we should edit that out. So that's the four quick step program here on how you can bring it all together. I'm going to give it to you one more time. Conduct weekly family meetings. Have common goals and dreams. Listen more and talk less and celebrate the successes. I think if you do those four things on a weekly basis, you have a really good chance of bringing that enemy over to the ally side. And if you're already both allies, I think you can really enhance it and sort of pour gas on the fire. What do you think, Gene?
Yes, I agree.
You like that idea? All right. Very good, Gene. It's been fun. The only problem is we still have 5 minutes left. Okay? So we got to figure out how
listen,
to...
Listen. What? This is my first time on the radio.
I know. You've done a great
job. You've been refined.
Gene, you did a good job. Listen.
This is a little different for me.
The world wants the truth. You've done a great job with it so far. You really have.
Well, you'll either ask me back or you won't.
Right, you'll know. You'll know if I right. say that. Dennis, what's our time left?
I think we
two?
About 4 minutes left.
Yeah. I would love to get a caller. I would love to get a request on Periscope on this one here. But, you know, I mean, listen, you mentioned earlier, Gene, one of the biggest challenges that we had, but which has been recently because we've had death and things like that have really...
Right.
They've really strained us a little bit. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, too, that being a business owner is very difficult.
It is, and I probably haven't appreciated that as much as I should.
That's nice to say. But, I mean, it's difficult in that you're under tremendous pressure because you don't know what's coming around the corner. And that's what's different. You don't know what legislation's going to come out, what new regulations are going to come out, if there's going to be litigation, if your largest customer is going to go out of business. You never know that. So you don't know, is there a fire at the office? Did someone break in and the alarm's going off? I mean, like, I can't even turn off my cell phone at night because what if the alarm company needs to call because someone broke in?
Absolutely. It's happened.
What are you going to do? It happens.
It happened, yeah.
Incredible amount of mental energy drained, and it makes it hard to be there on the home front. But you have to. The moral of the story is it doesn't matter what the excuse is. You have to make time and good quality time for the spouse and for the children.
Right. And I was just going to say, you know, you want an ally as an entrepreneur, as a business person, and the parent stays home that takes care of the house wants an ally and her husband too.
Yeah, good call.
So it you know, we both need allies.
Yeah,
I need an ally in you and you need one in me.
It's a good way to look at it. I really like that a lot. You should write a blog on that, Gene. I really like that.
I don't have a blog.
guess what I'm building this afternoon.
RockyMonero.com. All right, Gene, you did a wonderful job. I love you. Thank you for all your support over the last 19 years and helping me get this thing to the next level. See ya. Stick around. Take care, everybody. Bye.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.